Mishnah Gimel, Lechatchila, which means, ideally, the way to read Kriyas Shema is that one says the words loud enough that he can hear them. Number two, he says them carefully and separates between each word properly. So, for example, when it says Al Vavecha, he separates the two lamads clearly. Al Levavecha. And thirdly, the way to read Kriyas Shema is in order. Now, everybody agrees that Lechatchila, ideally, that is the case. The question is, what if one didn't do that? But the Eved, once one has done it, does he still fulfill his obligation? So says the Mishnah, HaKareh Shema V'lei Shmiel Oznei Yotza. One reads Shema, but he doesn't say it loud enough that his ear can hear it. Yotza, nevertheless, he still fulfilled his obligation, but the Eved, once he's done it. However, Rabbi Yosi, Omer Rabbi Yosi says, Lo Yotza, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. And the reason for this is because the Pasuk says, Shema, hear, listen. So if you can't even hear yourself say that, then you have not fulfilled your obligation, according to Rabbi Yosi. Alright, number two, Korovalo Dikdik Baisio Seha. If someone said Shema, but he wasn't particular with each one of its letters, some of the letters got swallowed up by each other. So this time, Rabbi Yosi Omer Yotza. Rabbi Yosi says that you do fulfill your obligation. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Yotza, you have not fulfilled your obligation, because you have to say precisely all the words of Kriyas Shema. Okay, and thirdly, Hakurda Mafreya. One reads Kriyas Shema in the wrong order. So he says the pasukim or the words in the wrong order, then lo yotza, he has not fulfilled his obligation, because the pasuk says v'hoyu hadavarim ha'ele, and these words will be, which implies that they will be as they are, not in a different order, but as the Torah says it, that's how it should be said in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Now this is not talking about saying the three paragraphs in the wrong order. In that scenario, b'di eved, you would fulfill your obligation. We're talking about switching the order of the pasukim. In that case, everybody agrees that it would not work, and you would have to read Kriyas Shema once more. Koravatar, what happens if somebody has read Shema, he's read part of Shema, but he makes a mistake, meaning he's not sure where exactly he's up to. He started daydreaming in the middle, this has happened to all of us, and then he's not sure where he's up to. Yachzor Makom Shata'a, he should go back and start reading again from the place where he started making a mistake. Meaning, he should go back to the last place where he's sure that he said, and continue on from after that, in order to ensure that he has certainly said every word of Shema, and with concentration too.